You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Smelly the dog. I have a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a big girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smelly the dog. I have a mutt. I'm Smelly the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure. I'm Megan Blake, and tonight we are live in Beverly Hills at the Genesis Awards, presented by the Humane Society of the United States. The Genesis Awards can best be described as the Academy Awards for media that advocates for animals. Nominees can bring animal issues to light, as did Oprah and Ellen. They can celebrate animals, as in films like Dolphin Tale, War Horse, and Rio, or they can expose cruelty through undercover investigations. Tonight is about celebrating media that celebrates animals. We're on the red carpet, and I see stars like Academy Award winner Cloris Leachman, Wendy Malick from Hot in Cleveland, and the smoldering Ian Somerhalder from The Vampire Diaries. Some of the Castle stars are here, and Uggie the Jack Russell from The Artist is here. A Super Smiley Adventure is going to talk with them all. And tonight, our show, A Super Smiley Adventure, is receiving an honorary mention at the Genesis Awards for the Best Friends Sanctuary Radio Tour. So be sure to go to our show page and check that out. But for now, I see Owain Yeoman, star of The Mentalist. Now, don't let his accent throw you. On The Mentalist, he acts with an American accent, but he's from England. And at one time, he voiced the cute Cockney insurance-selling Geico Gecko. Hi, Owain. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio.
It's lovely to meet you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And we love The Mentalist. We love you. We love your entire cast.
Thank you so much. I love it too.
And thank you so much for coming out to the Genesis Awards. Tell everyone what we're doing here and what your mission is here.
Well, I think it's so lovely to, you know, be in Hollywood and actually come to an award ceremony that means something more than just sort of self-praise and self-aggrandizement. You know, this is giving a voice to the voiceless. And, you know, if you can use celebrity and media and profile to raise awareness on behalf of those creatures that can't, I think it's a fantastic endeavor. I'm a huge animal, you know, animal fan, animal supporter, you name it. So it's, you know, and I've been a vegetarian now for 4 years, and it's a cause that I'm very passionate about and a cause that's very easy for me to come out and support.
Right. And do you have any animals at home, any pets at home?
I do, yes. I have a wonderful little dog, Gracie, who's, you know, just my heart and soul. She's wonderful, a little black spaniel. And, you know, I think the thing is, animals are like a perfect sort of receptacle for love. You know, the more you put in, the more you get out, and that kind of unconditional love is not very common amongst people. So, you know, it's very seldom that you can leave the door and 2 seconds later come back in and a person be over the moon to see you, like my dog is. You know, it's like,
that's,
oh
exactly,
my god,
right.
You're back.
That's,
you know?
Right, that's right. And animals, so nice. They have a purity of spirit that I think communicates more purely than humans do. I think that's what you're saying.
I agree, and I often think you can tell a lot about a person from an animal's reaction to them, you know? If my dog doesn't like someone, that's it, we're over. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you think?
I think that's smart.
Yep, you know, it's, yeah, they don't lie. They just tap into a kind of sixth sense thing. So,
well, one more question. What has your animal taught you? I believe that they're healers and teachers. Have you learned anything from Gracie?
Absolutely. I believe that the power of forgiveness is really, really important, and it doesn't matter, you know, she'll be underneath my feet, I tread on her toe, you know, within seconds I've got a face full of kisses. You know, it's just so lovely to have that kind of unconditional love, and it's very rare. I think we can learn a lot from them. So to be here as an advocate and a supporter for animals, it's the easiest thing I could do.
Well, thank you so much for being on Pet Life Radio. I'll be watching for you on The Mentalist. Here's the beautiful Allie Hillis from CSI in Beverly Hills, Chihuahua. Hi, Allie. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio. Allie Hillis, it's nice to meet you too. Allie Hillis from Beverly Hills, Chihuahua, right?
Yes.
So tell us about your animals. I understand you have some at home.
I do. I have 4 dogs at home right now, 2 of which are my own. And they're both rescue dogs, Cooper and Iggy, and 2 of which are our foster dogs, Zoe and Tucker. They both have broken legs.
Oh my goodness, what happened? Tell us.
I don't know. They just ended up in the shelter with broken legs, and their time had come up where they were going to be leaving this planet. And so I just, my heart went out to them, and I decided to bring them home. My husband and I work really hard to try to pull the broken, sick, old animals out of the shelter and find them new homes.
Bless you for all your work. And there are so many old animals that are in the shelter, and they make amazing pets. Many times people just want to get a puppy. But tell us about why we could maybe consider getting an older animal from the shelter.
Well, you just hit on one of my favorite subjects. I really do encourage people to get animals, even 5 years and older, because the older dogs are the best behaved. A, they maybe knew what love was once and lost it. And so they really appreciate it when they get it again. And also, I mean, come on, we all love puppies. They're snuggly and funny, but they are crazy. So it's really nice when you can adopt an older animal who's a little bit more mellow, a little bit well-behaved. And, you know, the old adage, you can't teach a dog new tricks. That's absolutely not true. I have taught a 10-year-old dog how to sit and lay down, and I'm very proud of that.
Right, absolutely. You can teach them at any age. And I believe that animals are healers and teachers, and I think the older ones also might have more wisdom to give us. Have you learned something from all of your animals?
I like everything you have to say.
Thank you.
Yes, I have learned something from every single one of my animals. And the thing that I'm most touched by, and everyone says this, I'm sure, but unconditional love. Truly, truly. I mean, I love my man and I love my family and they love me, but the unconditional love that an animal can give, no human, I'm sorry, no human is capable of that level of appreciation and true love.
I agree with you. I believe that there's something in the way animals communicate with energy, and almost on a spiritual level, that they're able to just go right to it, where humans, we try, but we can't always match that. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I think we spend too much time talking. And they spend a whole lot of time paying attention.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is, there's no way to top that. Allie Hillis, thank you so much
nice
for joining
to
us.
Meet you.
Very nice to meet you also. Have a wonderful time tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. You too.
Bye.
Bye.